Counselor Gil Johnson sends his regrets today. We have no changes to the agenda today. Are there any amendments or changes to the agenda today? If not, a motion to accept the agenda as circulated would be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Counselor Frilly. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Approval of the minutes, October 17th, 2017. Are there any errors or omissions in the minutes as circulated? If not, a motion to accept the minutes would be in order. Moved by Counselor Fisk, seconded by Counselor Muse. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We are now to 1.3, public comment session. Do we have anyone in the public area that would like to speak today? Please state your name, your address.
One moment, it's all.
Limit to 5 minutes.
Can I get more words just for yes, Mr. Mayor, Leon Robertson, College Street in Liverpool. First of all, I want to say the water and sewer project, as I see it, is coming to a conclusion pretty well at this point in time. I was around in the Tube area there over the weekend, and it looks like a real great job. I just need to be proud of the staff and having that completed. It looks very nice. It's a great addition to our town. And one thing that pleased me is what we used to call the Padmore House there on the street. We used to have to go more or less on the street, and because there's no real sidewalk there, it's nice the way they were able to rearrange that. And that makes it look nice and it's much safer for the investors. Another thing is under 2.1, I see here today, there's going to be a presentation with respect to a program coming to Queen's Place, synchronized skating championship for the planning provinces. It says there that there's going to be 500 participants, and that will bring in a lot of people to the area, which will be good for our economy and also good for Queen's Place. So it's good to see the project coming, particularly that time of the year when it's usually very slow. Under 3.1, your proclamation policy review, look at it as a fair amount of information from other municipal units and so on. And I was looking at the policy that you have now. My comment would be, leave it as it is, the present policy you have, I think is sufficient. And because when you look at the other ones, it's a mixed bag because it's some have one. Some don't, and it's all different sorts of movements, so I think the simple one you can have would be the better. If my 5 minutes is not up, I just have a suggestion here, Mr. Mayor. We have the three whole meeting today and council meeting coming up, and we have the two meetings. I'm wondering, looking at the agenda over the past two meetings, there's not much information, not that many items on the agenda. And I'm wondering if you may want to consider looking at having a committee home meeting, say, on the second Tuesday of the month, and one council meeting on the fourth Tuesday. We used to have that at one time here some time ago. It looks as though that there's not a whole lot of information. I know last meeting we had, the council meeting, we were 28 minutes from the time we started and we finished. But anyway, just for your information, Mr. Mayor, something you may want to think about, perhaps maybe you already have.
Thank you, Leon. We certainly do adjust our council meetings, as you're aware, according to the amount of business that we have,
right. Both
in open council and in camera, and those change with the meeting date on a consistent basis. So what we have on the agenda for the next meeting on the 28th may be considerably different in length than what we have here today.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Leon. We will move on now to 2.0 presentations, and under 2.1, we have a presentation today on the Atlantic Synchronized Championship. Melissa Robinson and her colleague are coming to the table today. So,
good morning, everyone. Thank
good morning.
You very much for taking a few minutes of your time. Most of you know me as the general manager of the Best Western Plus Liverpool Hotel. I'm also the competition chair for the 2018 Atlantic Synchronized Championships, which is the skating event that's coming on January 26th to the 28th. This is Jill Knowles. She's the executive director for Skate Canada Nova Scotia, so she was happy to join me this morning in our presentation. So, So I did, I believe there was a presentation just format that I had, we had left with you. And we just wanted to let you know that this is the first time ever that Queens County and the Queens County Blade Skating Club has had the opportunity to bring over 500 participants to our area in the middle of winter. Synchronized skating is a team event where there's about 15 skaters that synchronize together on the ice and compete. And they're competing for the next level of competition, which I believe takes you to...
Goes to nationals, so they are competing to represent Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, PEI, or Newfoundland at nationals.
Right, so we're bringing in all four provinces, which usually Nova Scotia hosts every 4 to 5 years. With our past successful events that we've had here with Skate Canada Nova Scotia, we won the bid to host such an event, which is bringing hotel stays at White Point, Quarterdeck, Best Western, and all surrounding areas, and still looking for accommodations. So that just kind of gives an example of the magnitude of the event that's coming. And our shops, they're girls, so they're going to shop. dining, they need to dine, so they're going to dine here. So, you know, the impact that it's bringing to our community and the vibe of a new event is really quite exciting for all of us. The ages of the skaters, they range from age 5 right up to, well, we talked about age 50. but for a majority, your average age range is 18 and under. And so that brings the teams and that brings the parents as well. So you think about the audience, you've got your skaters, you've got your parents, your spectators, you've got officials coming from everywhere. So again, the impact of the amount of people we expect that weekend is going to be tremendous. So
we're very excited to bring this event to Liverpool because of the history of Liverpool hosting other skating events, and also to show off Liverpool to our friends from the other provinces who may not have had an opportunity to come down to the South Shore and see what Liverpool is all about.
And you know, and I did mention in the presentation here about you know, when they're doing the bidding process, they really look at the diversity of the community and what it's going to bring to the skaters, because they want to give them that experience as well, as so they want to make sure that it's about the skating, but it's about coming to a community and showing the different culture and the different experience that they are able to experience. So I think Queens County has a lot to offer. In the winter, you know, we still showcase our beaches, because you usually can still walk on them. Our museums are still open, our restaurants, our shops are still there. So we're very excited to be hosting such an event. And we are still looking for volunteers, so it's going to take quite a few to make it successful. But I know from all the other major events we've had and any other event, we've outcome on top always. So we're quite excited. So. Is there any questions?
Yes, any counselors have questions or comments? Councilor Kelly?
I was just wondering what, it says January 2018, is it not pinned down to the exact date?
No, sorry, it's January 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Friday is a practice day for all the synchronized skaters, because they obviously need to get familiar with the ice. So the full Friday and the full Saturday and full Sunday are the
competition.
Yes, Captain Yamapai?
I think it's great, and Melissa, I know your history of organizing things, and I know that they've really got a great team working on this, and it's nice to hear Jill say that you're coming here because of past experiences and past events that we've had here in Queens, and that's a real compliment to us, and I really like that. And I like the fact that it's in, well, of course, bringing everybody here, and you know, women have a different focus on shopping, and so you know, and spa treatments and all that stuff. I mean, there's different businesses that might benefit from this than another type of tournament. And you know, we look at that as the benefits to the community and the financial impact that it has. But also because it's in January, it's kind of like the little slow time. It really gives all these little businesses a boost too, and it gives the general public something to do after Christmas. And it's from a spectator point of view, so you know, hopefully you'll draw the crowds out people that had never been in the arena before.
Yeah.
And you know, grandparents that have their kids in skating, anybody that's a skater or affiliated with it would certainly want to go and see this.
Yeah, and it really is a unique event because, like, I've had a passion to have it. I know even Heather and I have talked about it in the past, like, because it's not just a one skater on the ice. Like, you're talking about 15 skaters synchronizing together to skate. Like, it is truly something to see.
And
yeah.
The crowds are very different than a normal skating event, and I'll just use this as an example. One year there was a team that was skating to Celtic music. All the dads went out and got kilts. They were all in the audience with their kilts on,
good,
cheering.
Yeah.
It's a whole different vibe. It's very exciting.
Oh, that
sounds good.
Well, it certainly sounds brilliant. Hats off to both of you for allowing this to come to Liverpool. We're promoting it to come to Liverpool. Just have a couple questions. So you said that they would qualify for nationals. Where are the nationals being held this year?
Oshawa.
Ottawa. Nice. And as far as marketing, what are you able to do your own marketing, or does it fall under Queen's Place, or do you have your own separate marketing?
We don't have a marketing division
okay.
at Skate Canada,
okay.
Nova Scotia. So our marketing will be done in conjunction with Melissa and the local organizing committee.
Okay.
And marketing as far as the teams from other provinces coming, very often the teams are from smaller communities such as Liverpool, and the community really gets behind them and rallies, and you know, we'll say, you know, the next generation of synchro are going to Liverpool to compete to represent our province at nationals. So
right.
there's a little bit of a spin-off for the other provinces too.
Well, certainly, if there's anything we can do to help, you know, spread the word, just let us know.
Thank you.
It's an amazing event. And very fortunate to have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilor Fancy?
Yeah, I like the idea. I mean, it's you have to look at where we are, where we're going to, and that's. And that's all part of what we're trying to do, bringing different things into Liverpool. It sets a stage for asking for something more major later on. If you don't have to, you can't start from ground zero and then go to ask for nationals. So you've got to be get yourself into the game, I guess, so to speak. And I look at what our kids are doing just in the local levels with just the skating. It's really come along a long way. So they're doing very well in the Atlantics and such as. So the interest for skating is rising again to a level that wasn't seen for the last 10, 15 years. So I like the whole idea, the whole concept of what you guys are doing. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Councilor Fisk?
Yes, it's very interesting. Can you give us numbers on how many might be attending that? I'm talking about the skaters.
Skaters?
We're going to be close to 500 now, in that we've included the coaches as well. But yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
It'll be exciting.
It'll be busy. It'll be busy. There will be lineups at Tim Hortons.
And to go back to Councillor Fancy, you know, our Queens County Blade Skating Club is a successful club, and we have a great coach there, and they, you know, we just had a competition in Halifax over the weekend, and they came out gold and first, and like, you know, some really, really good skaters. And but the synchro, like, we don't even have a synchro team.
No.
And we were, you know, so we're bringing new things for our own club too, to the community, to showcase, you know, what potentially, you know, could be in the future.
And with synchronized skating, you don't have to be able to jump, you know, so you can stay in that type of sport for a longer period of time, i.e. that's why we have adult teams that have been together for a good long while and will probably stay together for another good long while. So it really is active for life, you know, for promoting physical activity.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
So what support do you need from us? Like, what do you need? Financial support? Do you need, in addition to the marketing that we can certainly do?
The marketing would be fabulous. Financial support would be wonderful. This event usually loses a significant amount of money just because of the hosting of it and the bringing in of officials and ice costs, things like that. So any financial assistance we can get to help offset the deficit would be very much appreciated.
And I'm sure Melissa knows how to do that.
Advocate voice. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other councillors? Well, thank you very much for the presentation.
Thank you.
And
thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Expect we'll hear more from you, Melissa.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are now down to 3.0, corporate services, and under that we have 3.1. We have a proclamation policy review. I'm going to give Heather Cook a couple of minutes, and of course then we'll ask her to come to the presentation table. Proclamation policy review, you have put a considerable amount of effort into reviewing this issue, and would you like to give us a quick update this morning on this?
Sure. This morning, this report focuses primarily on the three new updates to it, as well as from the previous meeting that we discussed proclamations, as well as a bit of a focused eye on the nine municipal units that have proclamation policies that allow endorsement of proclamations. So the report outlines some stats on those. It was kind of interesting to note that although some of them have proclamation policies that endorse proclamations, not all of them bring them to council.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them maintain a list. Some of them, like, there's a lot of different ways that they do the policy or the proclamation, sorry, piece. So that was interesting to note. In the interim between the previous paper going to Cal and this paper coming out, three communities sent me more information. So the District of St. Mary's has a new policy, came out in September. They don't endorse proclamations. Town of Yarmouth, they used to have no policy whatsoever, and they've endorsed or put through a new policy that says they don't endorse proclamations. And the third one was, I found out some information on HRM, which wasn't included in the HRM and CBRM, the other two regional municipalities, which is interesting to use for comparison. And neither of those have a proclamations policy, and they handle it quite differently from organization to organization. HRM has theirs. Any request for a proclamation is included in their agenda package, and those are included just for information purposes. They're not discussed in council whatsoever. Cape Breton Municipality, all requests for proclamations are brought before council and discussed.
And from CAO, Jennifer, do you have anything to add to this before we go to councillors?
So it looks like the majority of the information, and further to what we had said before, those that do send the proclamations forward in the public meeting don't neither endorse nor deny them. So they're just kind of provided within the agenda package. That gives you your awareness, I mean, of course, by printing it in the agenda package. And that works great when the organization gives you a sample of what they're looking for in the proclamation. We do have a number of organizations that will ask us to endorse their terms of reference, but they don't provide a written documentation of what that proclamation should look like. A little bit more effort would be required for those organizations. So if we were to endorse something along the lines of nominations are included in an agenda package for information purposes, thereby creating awareness because it's in a public agenda package. And then council neither endorses, approves, nor disapproves of the proclamation. I would suggest that it would be just for those who actually provide you with a sample, the information that they're looking for, the information that they would like contained in that proclamation, and what they're, therefore what they're advertising as a group or an organization, if they're advertising it anywhere else. And otherwise, it looks like the majority, even those that did support proclamations or had policies in the past, are kind of reverting back to the root of not endorsing any proclamations, simply because I think a number of them may have run into the problem of competing organizations or competing endorsements that council just really didn't want to have to choose between in the run of a year. So, but of course, all the information is there for you. It's a lot of information. Heather was able to locate quite a substantial amount of kind of how other municipalities handle it, and it now lies with council.
Deputy Mayor LaFleur.
Heather and Jennifer may know this, answer this question as well, because apparently as CA or acting CAO, you do receive notes or in letters from organizations asking for proclamation or endorsement. So what would a typical proclamation request be like? Like, are they saying, would you proclaim this week? Would you just endorse our event? Would you have what do these typically look like?
Some of them are days.
Yeah, some of them are days.
Some of them are weeks.
Some of them are months.
Are the majority of them from outside organizations, which might be provincially or whatever, or any organization, or do you have many local ones from local organizations have you received?
I don't recall.
I think they all have an affiliation.
An affiliation or some sort of connect, but not necessarily, you know, a local chapter of whatever. Typically, the ones that I've been forwarded from the mayor's office or the CAO's office to promote on our social media have been things of a broader, not so much a specific local group.
Yeah.
They've been things like Lyme Disease Prevention Week, infant and child mortality and loss was a new one this year.
The majority aren't very specific to the community. The majority of them are more provincial or even outside of Nova Scotia. So local organizations, we don't tend to see very many of those at all. I was only able to find a handful of them in Richard McCollum's information. There's only been, a couple since I've been paying attention. I think in the run of a year, it's probably like 15, 20. But again, if they give us the information and it's clear in their request what they want, the information they want to see in that proclamation, we've often posted on our website and our Facebook page, and we don't have a problem with kind of reprinting, kind of a cut and paste on the information that they'd like to see, and thereby creating the awareness and promoting it, rather than actually endorsing or bringing forth every request. Very few of them are specific to our community.
Keep in mind that we have a policy of not doing proclamations. And that reduces the amount of requests we have, because those that have been informed in the past that we don't do them do not repeat their requests. So I've had, personally, as mayor, 10 in the last year. I've had them from all over. I've had World Toilet Day to World Plumbers Day to the list goes on. And as Heather has mentioned, if there is a health issue or an awareness issue that we feel pertains to Queens, Heather will promote it on Facebook. So although we don't do the proclamation, the information does get out through that public awareness. I do note also that Cape Breton Regional Municipality is noticing that their requests are increasing, and it would be anticipated that if we had a proclamations policy that our requests would significantly increase. So that's just the way the world works. Councillor Fancy?
Heather, I really, really enjoyed the flag policy to this proclamation of the work you put in. I mean, it's just incredible. It's really, really hats off to what you've done here with this. Though I don't totally agree with, disagree with you, because you're giving us options of which way to go. I like Shelburne's approach of how they do it. I don't like to think of, say, well, this World Toilet Day or World whatever it may be. I don't want to come in with a negative tone and say, like, oh, no, we don't want to do this because it's all a negative tone. Because if you look at Shelburne's, the way that it looks like they've had one in place already. And what they've done is they've updated it because they found that some things were working and some things weren't working. So they are just doing something. They're actually revising it to make it better for them. And if you look at it, it says that they meet with council, and then it said any proclamations that were made, they're only made once, and then they're just mentioned for the next 4 years. So you don't have to keep reading those proclamations every year. And then over into the other section here, where it says only new proclamations are read aloud. So just anything new would be read aloud. Then it says down below, it says, specific list of what proclamations will not be issued for. World Toilet Day, we don't want it. So those are things you can put. You can put things in. You don't have to have World Toilet Day come our way. There's things we can say that we can be able to put those things out that we keep away from things that we don't want to come here and take away probably 75-80% of things that could be almost, I hate to say it, ridiculous, but, you know, getting on to that. That way. It says, and then again, it says over in the next part, it says prior to 2017, all policies were brought forward. So in other words, they were reading them, and it just became it looks like it's cumbersome because of the proclamations that were coming forward. Mm-hmm. So we could be able to put this into an area where we wanted to do, and to be able to limit it, word it to a way that we bring in the proclamations that we want. See, I look at things we put on Facebook or we put on our website. Who reads them? You know, when do they be read? So most people don't read it. I'll just put it that way. Most people don't read it. I hate to say it that way, but a lot of people just don't read it. I mean, I read it, but most people don't read it. So most things get missed. Most things maybe exaggerating, but 90% of people don't even know it happens. So without the proclamations, I think we're missing out on opportunities to be able to go forward. And that's been my concern all along. I think we can be able to make things like if there's the fitness day and we have somebody down, a special speaker, and we can make this into something bigger. And I think we have we're going to miss out on opportunities. I look at also, too, things like Halifax and Cape Breton. These places are big, Lunenburg even. We're small. We're like Shelburne. We want to promote what we have because we're smaller. If Halifax did that, they'd be promoting everything. There's too many things up there. It's too big. We're smaller, and I think it's a needful thing.
But Halifax does include theirs in their agenda packages. Any requests that come forward, they just don't endorse.
Right.
So it's out there for information purposes.
Right.
So it's on their website in their agenda package. It's in their paper agenda package.
Yeah, but they don't endorse it because they don't want it'd be just too cumbersome for them because they're so big.
CAO, did you have a comment?
So how would we choose? You say we could eliminate some of the ones that, you know, are more ridiculous or don't we feel pertain to directly to the community, but who chooses? Who makes the choice of the ones we do and we don't? And if we do include them in the agenda package, that 90% of the people you say don't attend, don't look at our website,
right,
don't read our website,
that's
do you think that 90% read our agenda package? Would that make it different?
Is that going to make any difference? Well, it may not just be for here. I'm looking for the outside. I'm looking for everybody around. I want to say if we're going to have, this week is going to be Black Heritage Month. We say, down at our BIC, we are doing blah, 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 and blah. You know, it gets out there. It gets further, it's further reaching than just Queens County.
But that proclamation policy for endorsing a proclamation in a council agenda is not going to accomplish that. That's another level. So you're saying we need to, those that proclamations that we do endorse, we then need to create an event around?
We can. We have the possibility of doing.
But we wouldn't need a proclamation policy to do that. We can endorse or create events around anything that we feel strongly about without having a proclamation policy behind it.
Well, I go back to the, when we had the, what's your name, who came down, the runner.
Sarah?
Pardon me?
Sarah, no, okay.
No, the runner we had here.
Yeah, and we can bring that up at any point in council.
But we asked about being able to promote that, and we said, no, we don't do proclamations. So it all stayed within house. And we went over there, that we had, I don't think we had any kids. We had just some adults, and it's things where I think we have an opportunity to go to make it bigger. That's what I'm saying.
And I love the idea of acknowledging when we have talent or greatness or awards that happen within our community, but we can do that. We can promote that, and we can hold events or meet and greets, or but that's not a proclamation. That would not be the end result, guaranteed, of every single proclamation we endorse.
No.
That does not signify there will be an event. So we can have an event, and we can celebrate and promote those things which we think are great in our community, but we don't need a proclamation policy in behind to do that. You guys can bring those motions forward at any time in a council meeting that you want
right.
to acknowledge that someone has won an award.
Right. And we do that, but I just think that we're missing it. That's only my opinion.
Any other councillor have a question or comment on this? Deputy Mayor McConnell?
My memory is not that great way back, but I remember, and maybe it's the same thing as a proclamation or whatever word, I can't find the right word for it, but we used to say, blah, 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 where is, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, and then, so is that a proclamation?
Yeah.
No.
So what is that?
That, no, we can endorse
a resolution?
No. Because we do that. We do that all the time. We did that with a couple of gold medalists in our community. We acknowledge them on council agenda, and we acknowledge their accomplishments.
Okay.
But it's
award,
is it? Acknowledgement of award. It's an acknowledgement of award.
Mm-hmm.
And we have templates for that, and we've done that on many occasions. That's not a proclamation.
Okay. So is there some way, and I don't want to going on this, and I understand the proclamations are cumbersome, but we certainly don't want to be known as not appreciating all the work that's being done with your organization. And maybe periodically we could list in our Facebook page, gets more views than our website, I'm sure, as Heather has been doing. I mean, she's been really good at providing public information about what's happening, and it also acknowledges the hard work these organizations do. But can we have some kind of focus on that? Like Heather, must have a list of these annual things that come up, or do you just see it or repost it when you see it on the system? How does that
I do have a list.
You know what the specific
I
ones
like to
are
share it from
it.
The pages
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
it origins.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
they go back to those pages.
So is
see.
It possible then, like when you know what these months are, just that maybe that's what you've been doing and I haven't noticed it, is I'll get this blah, blah, blah months, you know, you don't have to do anything other than
if
that.
If it pertains
just
locally.
To show the public that there is a specific, because I've seen things come up that I would like to have attended or things that I didn't know was a specific month. And then, you know, others can take that and let the community expand on it.
Mm-hmm.
If
but
they
that's
know
a good
about
idea,
it.
Because so we can just shift the way we're doing it on our Facebook page or our website and make sure that it's highlighted, because we can pin it or tag it
sure.
or make sure that when we're listing events or when we're creating an awareness for an event who specifically asked us, you know, to make note of them, we can put it on the front of the page, at the top of the page, we can highlight it, we can probably put something, I don't know, flashing box around it or something.
But
there's
just to bring it up, yeah.
some way we can highlight
yeah.
when we put these items on our website, so it's kind of the first thing you see when you log on to the website?
Sure.
We can do that.
Yeah, and then
absolutely.
The public can take it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Councilor Fisk?
I'll make it short. First of all, Heather, you've done an excellent job on this and worked very hard to accomplish what you've accomplished, and I can't see anything whatsoever wrong with it. Also, the flag policy, you've done an excellent job there. So that's all I have to say about it. You've done an excellent job. Thank you.
Any other councilor have a question or comment? Councilor Kelly?
Well, my two cents would be that not having or having a policy says that we don't do proclamations leaves us very subjective to what we put on our Facebook or what we put out there and how we put it out. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a policy and having a framework to say that we do proclamations under these circumstances and have a criteria to say if they meet this criteria, then we'll make a proclamation. It's as simple as that.
And what would that criteria look like? What did you have in mind for that?
Whatever it is that we come back with. I mean, it's a list of all of the things in here that you say, that people say, you know, does it offend anybody, or does it meet with does it defame the region of Queens? All of those things that we do criteria for other things and how we choose things. Is it local? You know, is it, if we receive it and it goes through the checklist to say that it's not offensive to anybody, same thing as our flag policy.
So there's a lot of information in this report from Heather.
Yeah.
But if council was looking to have a proclamation policy, I'm looking to you to decide what that criteria is, not staff. If you guys want to have a proclamation policy, then you need to define what the criteria is, because it becomes subjective. The more you limit that list, and the longer that list becomes, then the more cumbersome the policy becomes.
Exactly. But I mean, say having nothing is makes us subjective right now.
Well, right now we will promote anything anybody sends to us that has print attached to it. We will promote that on our website.
And how do you agree what, if somebody sends you something for the Facebook page or on our website, how do you agree whether it goes up or not?
If somebody asks us to create a link or to create awareness,
yeah,
or to promote something they've sent us and they have it in print, we,
yeah,
post it on our website.
So anybody can send us anything and it has a link and we'll put it on our website.
It will be vetted through the mayor and CAO.
Exactly. What is your
and
criteria?
If necessary, cancel.
What is your criteria for that, putting
that
on our website?
That it is tasteful and that is of public interest to the residents of Queens.
Right.
And in that respect, if it's a health issue, we usually share it on Facebook because it is a health issue. We want to create awareness in the community.
Okay. There's the criteria for proclamations.
No, it's not a complete criteria. That's for the Facebook page.
Right.
If you want to deal with a proclamations policy, then when it's written up, be prepared that council will make the decisions, because if you have a policy, it will be a council policy and a council decision. It won't be an individual. I've looked at all of the information that Heather's put together. She has done a good job of networking with the other communities and certainly municipal units to pull together what they do. If you look at the trend, you'll see that the region, RQM, HR, excuse me, Halifax Regional Municipality, they're starting to feel the pressure of proclamations,
mm-hmm,
and it's indicated there. There's other municipal units that are feeling that pressure. We're one of three regional municipalities. We are not a small town municipal unit. We are on the radar of people across the world, and we do receive them from everywhere. So be considerate that a policy will require time of council and time of staff.
But if the correct criteria is in place, then the same as you do for your Facebook page, right? Only it's not a whatever you receive that goes on the Facebook page is not out there for public to see, so that they wouldn't know that they could put something on there under these circumstances, under the correct circumstances. But if we had a criteria, then that limits then what you would actually be able to put out there.
So I look to council to create that criteria.
So is your suggestion that us as councillors and the mayor all get together and have a meeting to decide that criteria?
You have the information in this package.
Okay.
So if you want to make some suggestions.
We can make a list of the criteria and then submit it, and then that could be part of the policy if we all agree that there should be a proclamation policy.
But the mayor's right too. Right now we get a handful or 10 or 15 a year, but a lot of organizations keep track of those that don't have or don't endorse proclamations or don't have policies.
So as soon as we do have a policy, then that will just exponentially increase. So that will exponentially increase the number of proclamations that will be included on council agenda.
Right, so should we all get together and put a list of criteria together if we all agree that we should have a proclamation policy?
If you all agree that you should have a proclamation policy.
Right, okay. We have one that said we don't do, so if we all agree that we change our policy to have them, then we have put together the criteria under which we agree that whatever comes in goes through a checklist and says then yes, this meets with the criteria, so therefore if we can make a proclamation about it.
If all agree.
We can review a policy prepared for that purpose.
Right.
Councilor Fancy?
Of course, it's, I would say sometimes when it isn't well thought out beforehand, sometimes I put my notes, but that's fine. When we look back at the flag policy, didn't we use, part of the criteria was to be not-for-profit, right? I mean, you had, so that took away a lot of the, anybody who could use it. Well, could we use something like not-for-profit, that you have to be a group that could, you know, in order to get a proclamation put forward, you have to be, your group has to be qualify under this, so that which it then in turn takes away a lot of the little groups who just want something done. If we could use that same
criteria. I think we were trying to keep, with the flag policy, we were trying to keep it more local too, so community-based affiliation as well.
So yeah, there you go, not-for-profit and community-based affiliation.
So
Councilor,
there is
Councilor Fancy, on the proclamations request that I have received,
right,
and as far as I know, the ones that our previous CAO had received, they're all from nonprofits.
Yeah, I don't recall.
There are none from a for-profit. If you, as an example, were dealing with World Plumber Day, it comes from an association of plumbers, which is nonprofit. So it's not an individual company sending that, or a for-profit association sending that. They're nonprofits. So you're dealing in that world anyway. Yes.
So I got through that, and so we're going to have National Plumber Day for the flag.
Not unless they put in an application and provide us with a copy of the flag and print material that went out.
Right. So maybe they can be linked together if you don't have it.
And council would have to approve.
And council has to approve.
There's something that's, you know, that I don't think this is rocket science. I think we can figure it out.
Councilor Phil?
I'm confused why this isn't falling under our communication strategy. And we've been asking to have our communication strategy addressed again. Why is this not, it's solely communication, and it falls into the bigger picture. I've been looking at some of the the things that came out during the last year, and they don't seem onerous in any way. They seem like they're pretty straightforward. So, and the whole thing is to acknowledge people. So we've tried to do that with the ripple effect. That's not really going well. We're not getting any acknowledgements for there. So isn't this just about creating an awareness and a reason to celebrate for us as a community?
You can celebrate, though, without having a proclamation, which is what
but
we currently do.
But you're assuming that everybody is on Facebook or online, and a lot of our community isn't there. So what do we do with the other people?
Oh, and as mentioned in the previous report, councillors can, in time in council, speak to things that are happening in their communities that are worthy of recognition, which
at
gets on the council permanent record.
At any time, we can acknowledge in a public council meeting that someone has received an award.
And how many times have we done that in the past?
We had, there's been a couple of athletes. There was Van Dyke's Blueberries. There was another one just before them. What was that?
But it's not a consistent process, so we don't have.
Well, it's as we know, or as you know.
Exactly, but what we're looking for is a consistent way to do it so that we don't have one in 2012 and another one in 2016.
But none of those people on those local awards and that local acknowledgement would come anywhere near a proclamation policy. Those are not the same thing. The people that receive an award that we want to acknowledge for their talent, they're not going to submit a request for a proclamation or endorsement of a proclamation. Those are two separate things. The proclamation policy is not going to fix that. We need to know it, and we need to bring it forward, and we need to acknowledge it, absolutely. But we need to be, we need to make ourselves aware, and we need to be paying attention in our community and make ourselves aware. And a proclamation is not going to bring that forward.
But what will? What will, if we want a consistent way of doing it? So that
Crystal
we have
ball.
Something in place under communication strategy that lets us acknowledge people or communities or events that are doing great things.
Absolutely, but none of those things are going to fall under a proclamation because local events and local businesses receiving awards and local athletes being acknowledged for their talent are not going to ask us for a proclamation.
If it may be helpful, if a counselor is aware of a situation or something that's deserving, it can be brought forward.
Absolutely.
Through myself or the CAO, we can incorporate it in a council meeting. We have in the past, we will in the future. That's not a issue that we're missing. It's just outside of the proclamation's policy. Back up to Mayor McBride.
I've done a little research while we're talking here. I found a town, Sussex, and it says they have a proclamation, and I can just share this with you now and then leave it for the staff to do later. They have a proclamation. In their proclamation, the objective by council means to promote public awareness campaigns, charitable fundraising campaigns, arts and cultural celebrations of significance to the town of Essex. Proclamations may also acknowledge special honors for individuals and organizations of the town in recognition of special achievement. And it's built on a framework. And the framework is, under their policy, their criteria, proclamations that are significant to the town may be endorsed by council for the following: civic promotions, public awareness campaigns, charitable fundraising campaigns, arts and cultural celebrations, or special honors for individuals and organizations for special achievements. With that, that reduced it down to all the other ones that you received. It's very centered and focused on the community. And if maybe, Heather, I can send that to you, or if we decide we want to do it. That might be a ground, a framework for us to follow if we want to go that route. Very simple, to, and it's all pertaining to the community.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Councilor Kelly.
So we're all talking about what the criteria might be. So what is it? I'm just trying to figure out what it is that we're deciding today, that we're going to agree that we're going to have one, or are we going to agree that we're going to sit down as councillors and discuss what the criteria will be and be back for a vote and approve that, so that whether we have a proclamation policy or not.
The purpose of the committee whole meeting today in this presentation and the one previously is to give councillors and the public the information that has been gathered by Heather Cook. Individuals here can look through that information, come up with a decision moving forward, and if there is a interest to have a proclamations policy on behalf of council, we can look at a draft. And of course, we can look as to whether it's approved or defeated. That's the policy going forward, and that's the option.
So can we move forward with that then?
That would be an individual decision of councillors.
Okay.
So is there any more comments or questions on this proclamation discussion today? Deputy Mayor McBride?
I'm not quite sure what you mean. Do we ourselves send everything to Heather? Or what we want, or?
I'll let the CAO clarify that a little better, if you will.
I guess the first question is, are we all deciding that we want a proclamation policy? That status quo is not the decision? Given that we can acknowledge an award of someone in our community at any time. At any time. And it's not proclamation related.
I want a proclamation.
Can we get a consensus or something like that, like the next step, like to move forward? We all understand. We've heard why we shouldn't do it, and we've heard from councillors of why we would like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So can we move to the next step, what that is, so that we can...
It would require a motion of council.
There we go. So that we can put this on the council agenda for next week to have a motion to move forward with councillors coming up with the criteria for proclamations, if we so agree that we're going to have proclamation policy. How we move forward?
I would expect that would be acceptable for the next council agenda.
Right, okay.
And keep in mind and putting that together that you need to address who's going to do the work and where the decision process is going to be, the time lent at council, and the benefits to be derived from that in excess of what you have now in the present ability. So that's all open for discussion. It's open for councillors to look at, and certainly council meeting, next agenda is a location we can include that.
Right.
Or a future council meeting. It doesn't have to be next. Definitely.
Well, we had a motion that said the Council of Region of Queens request a staff report examining policy options to enable council to review policy 8 proclamation. That's what we're doing now.
That's what we're doing now.
So why do we need another motion to go through? Why can't we just say, okay, this, because
if we're staying
of the
as
whole.
Is,
because this
it's
is
fine. But
if
you're deciding not to stay as it is?
If you read the recommendation on the page that's last attached to this briefing document, it gives you options. Council may provide direction to staff for amendments to operational policy 8 proclamations and bring the draft amended policy back to council for approval. Council may decide to maintain the policy 8 as it stands. There's your options. Keep what you have or decide on something new. This is a committee of the whole. We do not make motions at this committee of the whole meeting and pass them. So your option is to bring it back to a future council meeting for discussion and deliberation. And vote.
So nothing happens between now and the next council meeting?
You got it. That's what happens at committee of the whole. We discuss. We do not take the action.
But can we get direction of staff? Does that have to go by a...
That has to go through council.
A council, not committee of the whole.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a motion, just a direction.
It would a council.
Yeah.
Any other councillors have a question? Councillor Fancy?
So really what we're saying here is that if we agreed not to leave it status quo, we just wouldn't come back.
Done.
Yeah, but if we agreed, so really we're not taking a vote, but what we're saying is if we're not in agreement with leaving status quo, then it's brought back next meeting.
Or
it'll be brought back by a councillor to add to the agenda if that's the wish, but by taking no action, we maintain the existing proclamation policy. We have not rescinded.
But if we say we would, it just as acknowledgement of the councillors, we want to go forward and look at it further, then it comes back next week. That's what it is. So.
If that's the wish of council.
Okay.
Councillor Kelly?
What did we agree at the last meeting again? Remind me that at the last council meeting that we talked about proclamations, you gave those three different recommendations of what we could do, and we agreed that we wanted more information on
proclamations. That's right, more information.
This is the more information.
This is the more information.
Okay. So it still has to come back to a council meeting for a vote as to keep it this way, go for something new, or change that policy, or go for something completely new. Right.
It only needs to come back if there's a change. If there's no change,
but
we
can't
retain
vote on
policy.
We can't vote on anything today to change it. So the last council meeting when we voted for more information,
that was
we didn't vote. No, we're not able to vote on anything today. So it has to come back to another council meeting to vote to keep it that way, right?
No,
no.
We don't need a vote to keep it.
We have a policy 8 and it remains unless we rescind it.
Mm. Right. Well,
if you want
council.
To change it, it requires a motion of council.
We have more information now, and I for one would say please bring it back on the next council meeting so that we can have a vote on whether we change it or keep it as it is.
So in order for that to
forward.
Occur,
mm-hmm.
it needs a motion that includes some teeth, some direction,
right.
some issues as to how it would operate. Because for staff to put that together and come back and say, here's what staff think, then we're back to where we started.
Exactly.
Council does not have a direction. So without staff leading that, it's up to councillors to really determine how they would like to have this proceed forward and then put a motion forward. And it would be included on the agenda. It can be next council meeting, it can be the one after, but I will tell you that for councillors to get through and get this all prepared and then get it on the agenda for this Thursday is going to be a handful. That's not long time for Councillor Fisk?
I'm one that will say, leave status quo.
Any other councillor have a question or comment on this issue? Well, thank you very much.
item on our agenda is 4.0 in camera. A motion to move in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilman Muse. Any discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Thank you, it's unanimous. We're now in camera.